Light in this present darkness. This is Abounding Grace. Stumbling about in the darkness? Join us now for a time of light in the Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
In John chapter 3, right after the well-known verse, John 3:16, we read following that section, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Jesus here is pressing Nicodemus to think about the fact that his life is falling in either one of these two categories. We've unpacked that this week. We've looked at and really debunked and countered this whole idea that we are in some neutral state. You are either under the condemnation or you have been given eternal life. So Jesus is here showing us the consequences of unbelief. And he's here saying that everyone falls into one of these two categories. Well, in verse 20, he now highlights three things that expose the present consequence of unbelief and being under the judgment. And that's what we're going to focus on today and conclude our study. Listen to verse 20. "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deed should be exposed. Notice the first thing said. They practice evil. Now, we worked through a little bit of this yesterday. This is a crucial mark of someone still in darkness. Now, you know this difference. This is different than the Christian who fights against sin, struggles with sin. Yes, he commits sin, but he repents of it. 1 John, he confesses his sin. God forgives him his sin. God gives him strength, and he mortifies the deeds of the body. His life is given to that. Here, Jesus is describing sin as a way of life with no change. Now, Nicodemus did not understand what the effects of the new birth were. Remember, he came to Jesus, and he said, "How can these things be?" And Jesus is saying, "Are you a teacher in Israel and do not know these things?" What confused Nicodemus? Well, it was that he did not know what the effects of the new birth were. And Jesus is saying, "Are you telling me you don't know what this changed life is? We know. We testify to it. Look around you." This was such an important point of John. He took this very teaching of our Lord, and he did the same thing to warn and encourage Christians to know the difference between these two kinds of life, the regenerate life and the life under the darkness, the life dead. So, 1 John 3:4, "Whoever commits sin," this is talking about a present, continuous action of sin. "Whoever commits sin commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin." He doesn't go on sinning. "Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who," notice here it is, "practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous." There's the difference. There are those who continue to practice the lifestyle of sin with no sorrow, no change, no victory, and they remain in the sin. And Jesus applies it here in John 3. This is where John the Apostle understood all of these things. Right out of the mouth of Christ. Anyone who practices sin, they live in a lifestyle of sin. What do they do with the light? Jesus says they hate it. They won't come to it. Why? Well, it exposes their life. What is the mark, Proverbs says, of a godly man? Well, he commits sin and someone cares enough to come and correct him. That's the Christian's duty. He corrects a brother from the error of his way and that brother's restored. What is the mark of someone in the light? How does he view that correction? Proverbs tells us, "He who receives correction is prudent." When someone in the light is corrected for his sin, he sees it for what it is. It's a blessing. He thanks that person because that's hard, you know? He thanks him because the person cared enough to come and pull him out of the darkness. But what of someone who's in the darkness? Jesus says those in the darkness practice evil as a way of life. Because sin is a way of life, what does he do when someone comes to correct him? He hates the light and will not come to the light because he doesn't want anything exposed. Well, we know what he does. He gets mad. They're infuriated because they love the darkness more than the light. People love misery. They love to hate. They love to bask in their sin. And Proverbs says this, he who disdains instruction despises his own soul. Why? Because the light is brought to bear on their life and they won't receive it. And that is what Jesus characterizes as the marks of unbelief. Now we left off with some of these yesterday, but we have a million examples of what Jesus is describing. Parents know this. Young people do this. Parent comes to address a young person's sin. They're involved in something they shouldn't be. They don't like it. What happens? It's anger. It's resentment. Don't judge me. We hear that all the time today. I'm not doing that. A rolling of the eyes, there you go again. And so the pattern of darkness grows because that child has successfully learned to manipulate the parent to be scared to say anything lest the relationship is lost altogether and they remain in the darkness. You should be in church on Sundays. What do you think would be the response of someone in the darkness? All I do is get condemned there. Well, yeah, if you're living in the darkness, of course you're going to want to feel that. I mean, of course you're going to feel that. Problem is today is that you can pick a church that won't confront you, but that's another subject. Let me give you another. Father tells a daughter that she should not be dating. She should not be dating the particular person that they are seeing. Well, the reason is there's no fruits of that person being a Christian. The light has no fellowship with darkness. What happens? Excuse after excuse after excuse. We could go on. Jesus is describing unbelief and the consequences, and what a warning it is. If your life is characterized like Nicodemus, as one of refusing to see your sin, wanting to continue in your present lifestyle with no desire for repentance and life imparted to the heart to change so that you hate anything about the light, anything about Jesus Christ, and you will not believe in him and repent because of fear that you'll have to stop your lifestyle, then hear what Jesus is saying. See, this is what Jesus is declaring here today. He says, he who does not believe is condemned already. Jesus is saying you don't have to wait until judgment day to find out what he thinks of you. You're already condemned. The judgment is rendered. And if you remain in the state of unbelief, you will perish in that unbelief. Now, my friends, that's the dark side. But remember, Jesus is not saying this, all of these things to Nicodemus, someone who has yet to be born again and believe, so that Nicodemus would perish. If God only wanted to judge, we wouldn't be here. If God was just itching to exercise his wrath against everyone, he would have never sent his son. And so Jesus is moving Nicodemus to that crucial moment to embrace him in faith. Whosoever believes in me, says Christ, will not perish, but have everlasting life. That becomes the verdict right now. No condemnation. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Here's the evidence. Here's the consequence of a life that is truly believed. Verse 21. He who does the truth comes to the light. He comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. What a wonderful verse. Notice how he characterizes the believer's life. He does the truth, meaning that his life is characterized not only by believing the truth. And remember, Jesus will say in this very book, his word is truth. He not only believes the truth, he becomes a doer of the truth. In other words, he trusts and comes to the Savior. He comes to the light. That's the command. Come believe the gospel. Jesus is the light. The characteristic of the one in darkness is that he what? Jesus says, will not come in order that he may have light. But what was Jesus constantly saying in the highways and the byways? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. All who come to me, I will in no wise cast out. The sinner must come to Christ. And here you see what coming is. If the one walking in the darkness refuses to come to Christ because he doesn't want to have his life exposed and he want to keeps on doing things that are against the Lord, don't you see what coming to Christ is in contrast? It's coming with a broken and a contrite heart. It's coming with full recognition of the problem of what Jesus said at the end of chapter 2. He knew what was in man. Man comes because he also knows what's in man. The Spirit has opened the heart to see his heart. And he needs a Savior. He needs to be purified. He needs to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Every time through these Gospels, you know, as I study them, and when a sinner was called or was brought or embraced Jesus Christ just by touching the hem of his garment, what happened in those circumstances? They were healed. They were purified. And they went home forgiven. They went down to their house justified. They went forward in the newness of life. So to come then, to come to Jesus when you hear that call, is to loathe yourself. It is to find life given to you, freely offered by Christ. And when you come, the whole affections change because the Spirit has imparted life to your heart. As life is imparted to you, you embrace Jesus. The difference between those who are still walking in the darkness is that now there's a fundamental desire and pursuit of Jesus Christ so that you cannot be happy in anything else. And in coming to him, Jesus says something wonderful happens. The deeds that you now do, it is witnessed by all that they have been done in God, that they are genuine fruits to the glory of God. You see, my friends, Nicodemus had asked, what is this new birth? What does that life look like? How can these things be? And Jesus answered it. It looks like this. The Christian does the truth. He lives in the light because he's come to the light of the world. That is the fruit of the new birth. We testify and we know what we have seen. Look all around you. He who believes the gospel is right now not condemned. Can't you see this reality, Nicodemus? Or do you still refuse to come to the light yourself and be transformed? Do you still long to continue in your misery, refusing to have your life exposed, showing the need for my Spirit to impart life to you? I ask this today on Overabounding Grace. Is there anyone listening who's still in the darkness? Will you be honest with yourself and the Lord as it is here defined for you? Do you lack this new birth that ushers in the new man that comes to the light? Or will you remain in the darkness, refusing to see of yourself what Nicodemus refused to see? The end of this discourse, we know Nicodemus, by the time Jesus was buried, had become a believer. See, that's the issue. The judgment is rendered. To those who have come to the light, Jesus says no condemnation. Walk in the light as he is in the light, and let it be evidenced to all what the life-changing power of the Spirit looks like. But to those who have not come, you are presently under the condemnation. You must turn to Christ today, believe in him, receive his imputed righteousness, and you will be given life, the kind of life that knows what it means, that there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we exposit the scriptures and give you an invite to join us to hear those expositions, all with the purpose of showing you the person and the work of Jesus Christ. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.